This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a decision striking down a 2011 law that created an incentive fund for science and technology-based businesses. In a unanimous ruling yesterday, the court said the law was unconstitutional because the legislature had linked it to an unrelated bill about tax credits. That separate bill ultimately did not pass during a 2011 special session. The Supreme Court said the contingency clause in the Missouri Science and Innovation Reinvestment Act violated a constitutional requirement that bills address only a single subject. The court declined to sever the contingency clause and allow the rest of the bill to take effect because it said it was doubtful the legislation would have passed without the contingency. A Cole County judge originally struck down the law in February of last year. On April 2nd, Boone County residents will vote on whether the county should increase its sales tax to fund improvements to its 911 dispatch center. KBIA's Olga Kristalova explains.
Boone County Presiding Commissioner Jen Atwell says there haven't been any major changes to the center since the 1990s. Currently in Boone County, 130 calls each month take more than 60 seconds to answer, while industry standard dictates that most calls are processed within 15 seconds. Columbia City Manager Mike Matthews says the Joint Communications and 911 Dispatch Center needs to keep up with Boone County's growing population.
You know, you have St. Louis calling us Boomtown. That's right. Feels good, but it's true as well. At the same time, the recession took money off the table, so you've had this sort of perfect storm that really exposed a weakness in that partnership.
But opponents to the proposed tax say the public shouldn't have to pay for the county government's mistakes. The president of Keep Columbia Free, Mark Fleckney, says the government has spent a lot on projects that shouldn't have been priorities.
The city has proposed $3.1 million to underwrite American Airlines. They're talking about spending $500,000 on the Blind Boone home, yet they want to raise taxes to pay for basic services like our emergency services and 911 center. I think that's an absolute fraud.
The proposition would increase general sales tax by 0.3 cents. If it passes, a $20 million bond would be issued and financed over a 20-year period. County officials say the center would hire more employees and improve equipment if the bill passes. Olga Kristalova, KBIA News.
Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri has signed off on deals to sell $700 million of products to Taiwanese consumers over the next 4 years. Nixon made the announcement yesterday while on a trade trip that also includes a visit to South Korea. The governor said his administration signed a $500 million agreement with the Taiwan External Trade Development Council and a $200 million agreement with the Taiwan Feed Industry Association. He also met with government officials and Taiwanese importers of Missouri products. As an example of the business agreements reached on the trip, Nixon said that Garden City-based Nico Seeds had closed deals to supply soybean products to two major Taiwanese food distributors. Missouri's unemployment rate inched up slightly in February, but the state also posted a larger number of jobs. Figures released yesterday by the State Department of Economic Development show Missouri's unemployment rate was 6.7% last month. That's up 0.1 percentage point from January. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik is questioning millions of dollars of welfare payments made to low-income residents. Schweik released an annual audit yesterday examining Missouri's use of $12.7 billion of federal funds during the 2012 budget. He raised concerns about $68 million of expenses, mainly through programs run by the Department of Social Services. As he has in the past, Schweik questioned whether some of Missouri's payments under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program were allowed under federal law. The department has said that they are. Among other things, the audit also cited improper payments to some child care providers and noted that the state failed to perform annual eligibility verifications for some senior and elderly residents receiving home-based services. Westminster College in Fulton is hosting international alum Shauna Aminat this week. As KBIA's Russell Chapin explains, she will share her experiences as a political and environmental icon during her first visit back to the school since 2008.
Aminat has been busy in the 5 years since her graduation from Westminster. She became an integral component in the election of the first democratic political party in her home country of the Maldives, an island nation located to the south of India. After the democratic election, she became a member of President Avan Nasim's cabinet, where she gained international attention for raising awareness of climate change, a pressing issue for the low-lying country.
We have a successful story of democracy in an Islamic country in the middle of Indian Ocean. We have a proven method of how to win it. I mean, against a dictatorship that was there for 30 years.
The Maldivian Democratic Party was ousted by a coup on February 7th, and Aminat has been active in the attempts to reinstate it since then.
Getting rid of a dictator might be successful, but getting rid of a dictatorship is a completely different thing.
She was invited back to the school to be a participant in the Global Leader in Residence program. Dr. Bob Hansen is the executive director of the Emerson Center at Westminster and says Aminat is planning to stay 6 days in the hopes that students can develop a deeper connection with her message.
Instead of inviting speakers to come in to do one talk and then they leave to go do another talk at another campus, we say, come and be in residence. Come and be part of our community for as many days as you can spend.
Aminat will be at the Westminster campus until March 22nd. She says she will face criminal charges when she returns to the Maldives due to an arrest during a political protest days before the coup in February. Russell Chapin, KBIA News.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is participating in a ceremony in South Korea to honor the Missouri troops who died in a war there 60 years ago. Nixon is visiting the Korean War Memorial in Seoul to lay a wreath and meet with Missouri troops currently stationed in South Korea. The governor says the ceremony is intended to honor the more than 900 Missourians who died during the war. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.